It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The long off season, the long wait is over. Yeah, I know it's only preseason, but they're kicking that ball into the air. The NFL is back tonight. Thursday night football. It's a football Thursday on The Fan. 888-808-1019. All those eights in the number, because we're going to talk about Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers, of course, but I'd like to sprinkle in different topics, different news stories, different players in different places across the entire National Football League, because the NFL is king in this country. And if you're a full-blooded American like I am, you love it. You can't deny it. And here we go. We're some weeks till Sunday football, which is my favorite day of the week. I don't do anything. I try not to book anything. I try not to go anywhere, unless it's to MetLife Stadium. I'll go to a Jets game. I'll go to a Giants game. No more than really two a year, because you can't beat Red Zone. You can't beat a 1 o'clock Giants game, a 4:25 Jets game. Nachos, wings, guac, beers, being in your own crib. Man, I just ordered a new couch. I just moved, and I'm laying on that couch. And I am dreaming of 7 hours of commercial-free football. Scott Hansen, come on down. I'm dreaming of fantasy football and actually winning this year. I just was listening to Evan and Tiki earlier, and you know they were talking about the punishments for fantasy football. I've never lost. I've never been in last place, rather. I've never come in last place in any league ever. But it's been some time since I was the outright champ, first place. I'm like, man, I'm due. I always make a stupid decision. Like, last year I drafted Nick Chubb instead of drafting Christian McCaffrey. Think about that for a second. I had the number two pick. First pick was Justin Jefferson. That didn't go so well. But I ended up taking Nick Chubb instead of Christian McCaffrey because so many moons ago I took Christian McCaffrey on the Panthers and he burned me. And I thought I was in. Fool me, can't fool me again. I learned my lesson. No. He was offensive player of the year. That guy was a beast this year. I probably would have won the league with that one pick. So we're coming up on these drafts. We're coming up on naming your teams. We're coming up on watching your team in preseason as I finally get it to ESPN. NFL Countdown is on. Look at this. Jason Kelce, what's he wearing on his head? What is Jason Kelce wearing on his head? I don't need Jason Kelce on Countdown. Whatever. I guess he's better than Robert Griffin. RG3. 888-808-1019. It's time to get into all of the practice footage and all of the nonsense that's coming out of practice. I've been saying this for 2 weeks, and I haven't really leaned into football because we had All-Star. We had the trade deadline. We have two baseball teams that are in the thick of it, the Subway Series, and now here we are looking at the second half for the Mets and Yankees. We will obviously talk about the Mets and Yankees as well, but I haven't leaned into football so much because everything that I see from preseason training camp, we don't need it. It's spring training. It's exhibition basketball games. We don't need it. We don't need it, but people want to create narratives, and now more than ever, we have reporters who can go to practice and with their iPhone film practice in 4K, post it on a Twitter feed that reaches 100,000 people, and folks want to draw conclusions. You don't know what they were going for. You don't know what they were repping, like, especially with Daniel Jones, right? Daniel Jones is coming back from an ACL tear. He also had a neck injury last year. I don't care what he does in practice besides stay healthy. If he can't hit throws, or even if he does hit throws, it doesn't matter. People are just making so much about it. And I've already made the joke about Drew Lock. I think there's just an inevitable chance that Drew Lock makes a bunch of starts this year. And when I say a bunch, I mean like more than three or four. Like he might have a handful of starts this year because Daniel Jones has been injury prone. And from what we saw on Hard Knocks, they don't really love him like that. They're testing him. And here comes Daniel Jones' biggest test. He's had so many challenges thrown his way from being overdrafted, six overall, having to be the next Eli Manning in full bloom love with him, David Gettleman was. I always say I was at Yankee Stadium when he pulled up with his girl and they put him on the big screen. And Yankee fans that were also Giants fans booed this man. I'm like, that's not right. He's had different offensive coordinators, head coaches, different offensive lines. But man, now I actually look at the Giants offensive line, minus Evan Neal, but also not jumping to any conclusions on Evan Neal. He's a bust. He sucks. Hey, slow down. But looking at this Giants offensive line, I think they stand to have an actual, like, good offensive line unit. New offensive line coach. We'll get into all of that tonight. Their defensive line as well. 888-808-1019. Tiki Barber says you got to build the ass. You got to build the ass of the team. It's got to be thick. You got to have a good offensive and defensive line because the game starts and ends in the trenches. The game starts and ends in the trenches. Man, I grew up in the trenches. Just kidding. I was skill position player, played quarterback, played a little bit of wide receiver, corner. But man, this time of year, summer ended for me every year from age 9 to 22. I played football from Pop Warner to high school to two colleges. And every year when we got to August, it is August 1st, every year I was reporting to training camp. I was getting a helmet size. I was getting shoulder pads. I was getting ready to lock in for two-a-days, for practice, for film study, lifting, getting ready for the fall and the football season that was to come. And man, I talk about it a lot. I would not be on this radio station without football. Football was my way out of my situation. I grew up in a two-bedroom apartment with four people. God bless my mother who did everything for us, but she told me when I was very young, your brother went to school. He's got grants and student loans. I can't pay for you to go to college. And so that seed was planted with me when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And by the time I was 12, I started to actually score touchdowns. I actually started to turn some heads. And some of the dads in my town were like, hey, you keep this up for another 3 years, you might get some looks from some colleges. And the rest is history. I was able to pay for my college education through my athleticism, playing football. But even more than that, the lessons that I learned on the football field, the things that I went through as a football player, young football was different when I was coming up in the late 90s, early 2000s. Now, I mean, we're about to see these new kickoff rules tonight. I can't wait to see what it looks like, right? In an attempt to revitalize the kickoff, right? The lowest return rate in NFL history. How many games you just watched the ball is kicked out of the end zone? The ball is just, you know, fair caught, not returned. Well, now they're lining up. You'll see it tonight, but they're basically lining up and they're eliminating the full-on run down and knock somebody's head off. Man, that was a rite of passage in football. Like, I remember my freshman year at JMU, they wanted to see how tough I was. So they put you on special teams. I'm quarterback. I don't play special teams. Yeah, well, here, we're going to have you run down, go make a tackle. We're going to have you return some kicks. We're going to have you stand here, be on the third line blocking, just to see if you could handle yourself mano a mano, man to man, just to see what your reaction was when somebody came down and punched you in the mouth. That's not going to be around anymore. Like, I look at my son. My son is 15 months, and he's already a little tyke. He's already a little brute, rough and tough little guy. And I'm like, man, by the time you get old enough to play high school football, college football, if he's blessed enough to do so, it's going to be flag. It's going to be two-hand touch. And that's fine. I know CTE, concussions, player safety, but they don't care about player safety. The league is going to expand to the point where the Super Bowl is the weekend of President's Weekend. The league wants to have 18 weeks of football. These preseason games don't matter. Aaron Rodgers is not going to play in the game. They're now taking Christmas from the NBA. You're going to have to watch football on Netflix, on Peacock, on Amazon. Like, it is going to be out of control by the time we get to the 2030s, 2040s, but we don't care because the NFL owns us on Monday night. All my rowdy friends are here for Monday night. Thursday night football on Amazon Prime. And all day Sunday, they literally own a day of the week. I've been to multiple stadiums and multiple cities. It is the same everywhere. Sunday comes, every bar has beer specials, wing specials. Bartenders are working Sundays because they know they're going to make money. There are places around here in New York City, in Jersey, Hoboken, Jersey City, packed on Sundays. It's just what we do. 888-808-1019. We're about a month away from that. I love that. But, you know, where football is heading now, we're going to look back on the days that we had and say, this isn't the game that we had. Similar to how we look at baseball. And as much as I love baseball, baseball is not football. It's not opinion. This is fact. In America, it is not close. The amount of people that watch the NFL versus the amount of people that have watched, you can even say the World Series, it is not close. But there's a ton of change that has gone on in all of these sports. We accept it more in the NFL. And they're going to keep changing the rules. They're going to keep tweaking things. They're going to not let you hit receivers. They're going to not let you touch the quarterback. It's going to be flag football, but we're going to eat it up. We're going to love it anyway, man. Going back to what I was saying about, you know, football helping make me the man that I am, the person that I am, the lessons that I learned. For the young guys listening that are going into their football season, man, it's not forever. It is not forever. You're not going to be athletic forever. You're not going to be strong forever. You're not going to be fast forever. You're not going to be able to physically take the hits and lift and be sore and do that forever. Cherish it while you're in it. Take advantage of it while you're in it, man. Let's play the clip. I'm not a Tom Brady guy. I wanted Tom Brady to retire. I mean, after Tom Brady lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles, I was like, hang it up. But once Tom Brady retired, and obviously he got into the Hall of Fame and they just honored him in Foxborough, Jay-Z came out to perform, man, there was a speech that Tom Brady gave and it resonated with me. And I played it on The Fan when they actually did it. I want to play it again. Go ahead, Connor. Hit that.
I would encourage everyone to play football for the simple reason that it is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the offseason at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
Man, Tom Brady said it all right there. He said it a lot better than I could say it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. We are getting ready to watch the first preseason game between the Houston Texans and the Chicago Bears. No, they're not playing their starters. I'm looking out for the guy Tyson Bagent. I don't know if you guys remember my Tyson Bagent rants last year. His dad is the greatest arm wrestler of all time. He is the quarterback that came out of Shepherd University in West Virginia. He also worked out with my guy Tony Rasiopi, quarterback coach for Kenny Pickett from my high school, and former Jets quarterback Tim Boyle. Yeah, so I'm looking out for him. And I just want to watch football, man. I just want to see what kind of personnel these guys are running, what kind of plays they're running. I want to see who is out there trying to make a name for themselves tonight. Football is amazing. Football is American. And football is king here. So tonight we're going to talk all around the NFL. Of course, I'm going to talk about Jazz Chisholm and his debut in Yankee Stadium tomorrow. I'll see you there. Everybody says the Yankees retire too many numbers, but then they see Jazz Chisholm in a 13 and say, hey, that's supposed to be retired. No, I thought we retired too many numbers. Can't retire them all. Anyway, the Mets have a road trip that is crucial. When you look at the standings right now, it doesn't feel as much of a lock as it did feel just a couple weeks ago when they were beating the crap out of the Yankees. Well, here it is, folks. August, the dog days of baseball, the start of football, where Americans across the country look at their teams like the Chicago White Sox and they're like, turning that off. It's all about Da Bears. Here in New York, though, we have baseball and football. And we hope to have good football between the Jets and the Giants. We'll talk all around the storylines covering the Jets and the Giants. Voice of the Giants, Bob Papa, will join me in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll do the Casamigos big shot of the night at 11. And then open mic for anything you guys want to talk about. Simone Biles, whatever, we could do it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019 to join the show. Up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. We'll be right back. Okay, let's get into the show. 888-808-1019. Call me up one time. I'm sitting here and I'm watching, you know, NFL Countdown, and they're talking about, you know, another rule change. They've banned the hip drop tackle, which I think you saw Mark Andrews get hurt like that last year. 2 years ago, it was Tony Pollard. But there's a lot of defensive players, like Ryan Clark is talking about it right now, and there's a lot of defensive players like, yo, what are we supposed to do? I feel like all the rules are catered for the offense, for offensive players to succeed. You can't touch the quarterback. You can't hit the receivers. You can't hip drop tackle a running back that's, I don't know, 235 pounds, strong as an ox. Like, how are you supposed to get these guys down? How are you supposed to actually tackle these guys and tackle football? I'm telling you, by the time my son is a grown man, I'm going to be sitting there on Sundays watching flag football with him, so enjoy it. Enjoy it while we have it. They're even doing the Guardian helmets now, or the Guardian shells. Not the Cleveland Guardians, but I will have eyes on Orioles Guardians tonight. Bottom of the third inning, Cleveland up 2-1 against Baltimore. But yeah, if you haven't heard about these Guardian shells, they've been around forever. But the NFL is going to allow them to be worn during regular season games. And I'm seeing a lot of clips coming out of camp. A lot of guys are wearing them, and not for nothing. Like, they're not sexy. They don't look cool. But they can help you from getting concussed. They can help you from having a head neck injury. I think a lot of these guys are going to wear them. It's just going to look weird. Like, remember, there was a pitcher in Major League Baseball. He looked like Paperboy, or he looked like a cartoon character. He had the big helmet or like the big padded hat as a part of his, I can't think of his name. He pitched for the Mets. He also pitched for the Padres. I forget his name, but like, this is going to look a little bit odd. These Guardian caps, the NFL is changing. You know, this new kickoff rule, right? Any kick that hits in the landing zone, which is the goal line to 20-yard line, has to be returned. There is no more just catching it, taking a knee. Like, why wouldn't, I don't know. Why would, I think they are. Kickers are going to literally, these NFL kickers are so good. That is a wide range to kick it into the bucket and drop it between the 20-yard line and the goal line. And now, guys aren't running down with a full head of steam. So there's not going to be those lanes, those blocking lanes that were created. Like, this is so different. Like, I remember being in practice and having to rep, you know, return right, return left, return middle, reverse. These are NFL players that have to learn how to do this on the fly. It's going to make for some interesting starts to games. 888-808-1019. I can't wait to see it tonight. Like, for all the people that are like, oh, it's preseason. How do you watch preseason with a bunch of third stringers? One, all of these guys that are playing tonight were the best players in their towns, in their high schools, a lot of them their colleges. So it's not like they're scrubs. I put a poll out on Twitter, you know, asking people, you know, did you play? What did you play? Did you play Pop Warner Little League football? Did you play high school football, college football? I didn't put pro football. There's like a 0.001% of people that play in the NFL, even smaller percentage of people that become Boomer Esiason, Tiki Barber. But 45% of the people said no football. They didn't play football. More and more, we're going to see parents saying, no, I don't want my kid getting hurt. I don't want my kid being concussed. I don't want my kid to have a broken leg, broken arm. No, you're not playing. The next highest was high school football, 30%. And I think there's a lot of parents that say, no, you're too little to play. But, you know, once you go through puberty, once you get a little bit older, you become a man a little bit. You know, you have some strength, you have some speed. Okay, yeah, you can play in high school. 4.9% said that they played college football, which you can obviously play D1, D1AA, which turns into D1 FCS, FBS. And then also you have Division II, Division III football. There's a lot of ways you can play football, not just scholarship, walk-ons. But not that many people are up for it. That's the hardest thing to do. I mean, going to school, being a student athlete, it's tough. And going to school, being a student athlete, specifically a football player, I think is even harder. It's super demanding. I said playing quarterback in college was the hardest course I ever took, harder than any class. There's so much that is thrown at you to play quarterback at the college level. Like, I can't imagine. Like, I listen to Hard Knocks and Brian Daboll is spitting out these play calls for the quarterbacks, and I love it. It is a language just to get the play call from the offensive coordinator. Speaking of that, we'll talk later about Mike Kafka, Shane Bowen, the New York Giants. Again, Bob Papa will join me in the 9 o'clock hour. I saw Kafka talking about not having the play calling duties. I don't know, man. I think this is his last year. I think he's probably out of there. 888-808-1019. We will continue to talk Yanks. You know what? I get it. I want to talk football because I did all Yankees last night. But I know when I get on air, Yankee fans want to talk to me about the Yankees. And all my calls are lining up Yankees. So we're going to talk Yankees. But I'm telling you, I'm going to keep hitting you with football stuff. I'll let you know what happens in this Hall of Fame game. There is NFL news, like Tariq Cohen decided to hang it up today. My first reaction to that was, wow, they said he had a chance to make the team. I thought he could be a potential weapon, at least on special teams. No, he decided to retire from football. And this is a guy that was out of football for, I think, 3 or 4 years, comes back, and I think he's looking at the Jets roster, and he's looking at the grind of what it's going to take, what it's going to be after just like a week or two in camp, and he hangs it up. You know, I was listening to the guys give their win total picks, you know, the over-under. I just, you know, I'm not ready to put a number on how many games the Jets and or Giants are going to win. It's too early for that on August 1st, especially when, like, on August 1st you hear that Justin Herbert is injured, right? The starting quarterback for Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Superchargers, Jay Herbo, who I think was ranked, he was ranked like 5. There was a recent ranking of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and I thought he was way too high. I think he was ranked 5. Well, he's got plantar fasciitis. He's got to be in a walking boot like Harrison Bader was. They expect him to be ready for week 1, but week 1 is fast approaching. I don't know. We'll see about that. Okay, 888-808-1019, Yankee fans. The news today, I know I put this out there, as soon as Gerrit Cole was scratched, I said, Cody Poteet, where you at? Right? Because Gerrit Cole came back when Cody Poteet hit the IL. And he was coming back from a tricep injury. Today, he got transferred to the 60-day IL. So as we continue to talk about Jack Flaherty and the trade deadline, and I was so set on them going to get a starter. I don't know, man. Hopefully Cole can return to Cy Young Cole form, and he's all right. But now Cody Poteet on the 60-day IL. They need to get Clark Schmidt back. Good news, Nick Birdie returned from his rehab assignment. He's reinstated. So this bullpen has help and options on the way. And maybe, they'll flirt with the possibility of going closer by committee, or at least saying, hey, one of these other guys can get the last three outs. It doesn't have to be Clay every single time. I'm not dying on that Clay Holmes hill. I know Judge and Cash and Boone seem to be, that's our closer. No, as a fan, I want better. I want more. I want a different option. I don't want to be locked into Clay Holmes as our closer, Why? He doesn't have a contract that says he's your closer. Why? He doesn't have a recent resume that says that's our closer. If anything, it's quite the opposite. 888-808-1019. I am so excited to go to Yankee Stadium tomorrow. It's a Bleacher Creature holiday. I'll see everybody in 203. I'm so excited for Jazz Chisholm to hear his name in the roll call. I got to check with Mark. I think Mark was talking about it in the chat. Mark and Tina, they go with common sense for the name. So I know there was some conversation about, you know, how his name would come out in the roll call. I don't think it's going to be Chisholm. I think it's going to be Jazz Chisholm. That sounds perfectly fine. Juan Soto. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to going into the team store and buying his player tee. I wore my DJ LeMahieu player tee last night, and I realized that was the last player tee that I've purchased, a DJ LeMahieu player tee in like 2021. I'm like, I'm due for one of these. I got a Yogi one. I've got a Tanaka one. It's funny. I was listening to the guys talk about having an A-Rod jersey, multiple Jeter jerseys. I was always a Jeter guy. I never hated A-Rod. I honestly liked A-Rod most, obviously after winning the World Series, but I liked A-Rod most, or was on A-Rod's side most, when he came back and he was like America's most hated man. He was a villain. It's like, I really was rocking with A-Rod when it was shout out the ball Vinny, hashtag forgive. And when everybody was throwing at him, every game, it would piss me off. I'm like, we can't get through it. They're going to throw at A-Rod. The fans are going to boo him. You know, he's on our team. That was when I most was an A-Rod guy, but I was always a Jeter guy. Never had an A-Rod jersey. Never had a 13 jersey or player tee. I still have like three or four Jeter jerseys. I don't know what happened to the Jeter player tee. I probably had to give it up. It just got bigger and grew out of it. But yeah, Yankee fans want to talk about the Yankees. They do not care that it's an off day. Oh, what a difference a couple weeks make. Because just a couple weeks ago on the off day, it was like, man, we need a break from this. The Yankees lose so much, they can't lose on the off day. Here's the off day, and all my calls are lining up Yankees. You guys do not care about the NFL kicking off as much as I do, and that's fine. Joe is in Colonia. What's up, Joe? You're first on the fan.
Keith, you forgot the most important roll call. Keith McPherson.
Incredible. Improbable. I don't know how that ever happened. No, I do. I mean, the gang, the family, La Bodega family, Bleacher Creatures, Section 39203, they show me so much love, man. That's forever. That's
you know what? And you deserve it. You are awesome. I love your show. I just wanted to bring up two quick things. One Yankees and one football.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz Chisholm, I love the signing. If you're a football fan, there's one movie you have to see. It's called The Junction Boys. It's about the Bear Bryant story.
I think I've seen that. It's old, though, right?
It is old, but anyone out there is a football fan.
That'll air on like AMC or one of those random channels now that we're getting into football season. I have seen that.
I think that's one movie, if you're a football fan, you need to watch.
Oh, here we go. Now we're going to do the football movie list.
No, I'm not making a list. I'm just.
I will.
To me, all right, it's your show. You do what you want. But to me, that was an awesome movie. And anyone out there is a football fan, that's a movie, Junction Boys. I'm not exactly sure where you could watch it. I think maybe Netflix or Amazon
has it. Just Googled it. Yep.
Okay. If you're a football fan, you must watch that movie. And I just wanted to say, I'll hang up. Love your show. You're awesome. You're the number one guy.
Thank you, Joe. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I think I've told this story before. Before every high school game that I played, I watched Varsity Blues. It was a routine. Come home on a Friday, even if we played a Saturday, come home on a Friday from school, put in the Varsity Blues DVD. Johnny Moxon, I don't know. That just like thinking about how they love football in Texas. Obviously, I was in Jersey in the Shore Conference. It's pretty big down there, but not anywhere near Texas. You know how the whole town shut down Friday Night Lights. Booby Miles, when Booby do it to him, he go do it with Black Nikes on. You know, Friday Night Lights. I saw in theaters. Any Given Sunday, another great one. Saw that in theaters. The Program, underrated football movie. The Program. I'm blanking on another great one. It's in my mind and I can't think of it. We'll go to the phone and I'll come back to it. Alex is in New Haven. What's up, Alex? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing fine, man. So I have an interesting take on the Yankees. I think Aaron Judge is the Michael Jordan of baseball because he's a two-way player. He really is. The stats are outrageous. And do you remember that meme of like how Judge got off to the really bad April, and then he just went on a tear in May, and then they superimposed his face on Michael Jordan's face from The Last Dance when he's like, I took that personally.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, man. And also, Jordan got his first ring in his seventh year, and Judge is in his seventh.
I like that. I like that parallel.
Yeah, man. And I always listened to you a couple weeks back when the Yankees were trash, and you always stayed optimistic. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, it's a long season. There's no way you can quit on the team before the All-Star break. There's no way you can quit on the team before the trade deadline. So, I mean, I knew it was gonna eventually end. They have too much talent. I knew there was gonna be a time where they figured it out.
That's what you said. What you said is what I said to my dad, and I'll let you go. You said we don't panic about the Yankees in July. And here we are, August 1st, and everyone's high and mighty on the Yanks, including me. So, yeah, man, have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Alex. Yeah, it's time. Look at the schedule coming up. It is time for the Yankees to get fat on these teams that they're about to play, whose seasons are over, teams under 500. The Yankees have the softest strength of schedule coming up. They have guys back now. They have Jazz Chisholm, the biggest immediate impact move of the trade deadline. You know, Aaron Judge still being Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge is in Jordan. He is signed by Jordan. He is a Jumpman guy. So is Jazz Chisholm. Notice the purple gloves and sleeves that Jazz wears. Those are Jordan brand. And the seafoam green, sleeves and gloves and, protector that Judge wears, those are Jordan brand. I thought you were going to mention Judge signing with Jordan and then him recreating that Jordan image of Jordan with all the rings, and he has no ring. So they gave him a Jumpman logo ring. And I'm like, somebody should have vetoed this. Somebody should have helped Aaron Judge and said, no, 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 no. You play for the New York Yankees, who all they do is advertise 27 championship rings. You cannot pose like your Jordan with a ring. Like, no, we'll do that when you get at least one ring. Maybe this is the year, seventh year. I like that parallel. Judge is no Jordan, though. Judge is no Jordan, though. Jordan's whole thing is never lost. Got there, got to the finals, won all of them. MVP. At least he's MVP like that. But, man, I would love for this year Judge to be a champion, Judge to win. And why can't they? Why can't they? I remember I got to go back and find the tweet how many weeks ago it was when the Yankees were struggling. I was still looking at the standings because I noticed that the Orioles were struggling. And I tweeted out, like, yo, the Yankees are only 3.5 back from the Orioles. And somebody tweeted back to me, and Twitter's so stupid. Most of the people on there are idiots. I don't mean to say that because I'm on it, and all of our hosts are on it. But, like, most of the people that are just flying off the handle saying things and replying and trolling are idiots. And someone said to me, this guy's still thinking about the division. I'm like, what? It's early July. I don't care if they lose the rest of the series this month. Yes, I'm still thinking about the division. You act like they're 13 back from the division. They were 3 games back from the division. It's still very much on the table for the Yankees to win the American League East. It's still very much on the table for the Yankees to have the best record in the American League. Get that one seed. Get that bye. 888-808-1019. I see Rome Odunze. I see Caleb Williams. I see these guys warming up and throwing. I got to get back on the field. I still got to reach out to the coach over at Union City High School. I know my guy Tony Rasiopi is over in Bayonne. Pretty soon you're going to see some clips of me trying to get my old man Uncle Rico on. Back in high school, I could throw a football a quarter mile. Want to see me throw a football over the mountains? Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. And we're back. The football movie that I couldn't think of was Remember the Titans. I've seen that movie like 30 times. Left Side, Strong Side, Sunshine, Denzel Washington. Football's back, but I know you guys don't care because the Yankees are back. I'm cool with that. But, you know, as much as I love the Yankees, I love the Yankees, and I love baseball because of the Yankees. And I had to give up baseball by the time I was 12, 13. Football, I have a different love and appreciation for because it is a part of my identity. It is a part of who I am. It is a part of my story. I wish I was better at baseball. I wish I played baseball longer. My son will be forced to play baseball for as long as I can force him to play. I mean, if he likes baseball, I would rather him play baseball than football. Get drafted. Get drafted right out of high school, son. Off and away you go. 888-808-1019. I am pumped for this homestand. Everything is lining up. Yanks, from the day that they made that trade, and they haven't lost since. Saturday, you had to know that was going to shake up the clubhouse a little bit in a good way. Saturday night's game in Boston, amazing win. Then they get it done on Sunday Night Baseball. And then they carry that into a series in Philly against the quote-unquote best team in baseball. Sweep them. Jazz Chisholm makes history. First Yankee to hit four homers in his first three games. Yeah, I'll play third base. No problem. Yeah, I'll hit a home run with Judge's bat. That's fine. Yeah, lights aren't too bright for me. I'm built for this. Yeah, I'll fit right in. And here come the Yankees back to the Bronx, where if you've been listening to me the last couple weeks, I've been saying, like, yo, all of these games have been 40,000 plus, and the Yankees have been getting smacked. One of the worst games I ever been to was a 12-3 defeat. I think it was last Wednesday by the hands of the Mets. And just the way that the stadium sounded and looked and felt, I just was like, nah, this is worse. This is worse than the Astros sweeping us. I felt like we knew the Astros were about to sweep us. I think it was like Harrison Bader and Judge like collided in the outfield or missed a play. Cole, like we just knew we were getting swept then. We didn't know we were going to get absolutely demolished like that by the Mets after the 3-2 win on that Tuesday and then coming into the next game. We didn't know Cole was going to give up homers like that. What I'm saying is all that is in the past now. All that is done. None of that matters. Subway Series doesn't matter. No, losing all of those series, losing all of those games does not matter. They still have 65 wins. They still have as good of a chance as anybody to come out of the American League. And so many times I have felt that Friday night vibe in the boogie down Bronx. It is my favorite night to go to Yankee Stadium. Many times the Yankees have flopped. Many times the Yankees have come home and, you know, the stadium is rocking and they get beat. It doesn't matter who they're playing. But I've just got a good feeling about this. I've got a good feeling about this next home game or this next homestand. And the string of home games. You've got 9 games in the Bronx. First off, you're facing a Toronto team that sold at the deadline. Then you get an off day. And you're facing the Anaheim Angels, who just lost Mike Trout for the rest of the year. They're cooked. Ron Washington talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to run down the AL West. No, you're not, Ron. I knew that was just that was press conference stuff. Just stop it. And then we get Craig Carton and Susan Waldman live from Yankee Stadium, August 9th, 10th, and 11th on the Yankees broadcast as the Texas Rangers come to town. And why can't the Yankees take all 3 of those series? Why can't the Yankees sweep 2 out of 3 of those series? Why can't the Yankees just absolutely dominate and roll and keep putting up 7, 8, over 10 runs? They absolutely can. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to take a call here because we're about to go to break, but I see some football calls coming in. Call me up with your football movies now. I went through my little list. We had Joe tell us The Junction Boys, great movie to watch. I got to go back in my mind and think about some older football movies, but my football list, I just, you know, here's my 5 football movies, and I got to think of some more. Varsity Blues, Friday Night Lights, Any Given Sunday, The Program, Remember the Titans. Oh, I got to add the Little Giants in there. I used to watch that nonstop, Little Giants. So I got 6. Junction Boys make 7. Call me up. We got to get to 10. And looking at the Yankees schedule, I mean, everybody wants to talk about the Yankees making money hand over fist, the Yankees printing money. Yeah, whatever. These promotional items that they have lined up, dope, amazing. So The Eli Manning Giants 100th season theme bobblehead. Stay tuned for Bob Papa in about an hour and some change. Voice of the Giants coming in to talk Giants and some Yankees. Man, this Sunday, August 4th, the first 18,000 guests get an Eli Manning bobblehead with Eli wearing the pinstripes. What? I don't need that. I know Carlos here was like, Keith, you gotta get that for me. I'm like, I'm not going to the game. But I know there's going to be a ton of people lined up to get that bobblehead. And then Yankee Stadium, Yankees bucket hat night. Shout out to my boy Jaden in the bleachers. Whenever you see the bleacher creatures, there's a guy that wears a bucket hat. He's a young creature up and coming. Jaden, now everybody's going to have a bucket hat, bro. They're taking your whole swag. They're taking your whole style. And then that's Wednesday, August 7th. And then the next day is Willie Randolph, my guy. Shout out to Willie. I got to go for Willie Randolph bobblehead night, Thursday, August 8th. Then Friday, August 9th, Juan Soto collectible figurine night. Military Appreciation Day, they're going to give out those camo Yankee hats Saturday, August 10th. And then Sunday, August 11th, to complete the homestand, Anthony Volpe Gold Glove bobblehead day. I went and got the Gerrit Cole Cy Young one. That's rare. And so, you know, it's also rare to get a Gold Glove bobblehead. I'm looking forward to this homestand. I'm looking forward to seeing Yankee fans. I'm looking forward to just the vibes and the energy. I know Jazz is going to turn up. I know Judge is going to hit bombs. Soto, all of these guys. Verdugo, keep it going. Volpe, keep it going. Austin Wells. Did you guys see Austin Wells made MLB's All-July team? Like, I know we've been talking him up. I know we've been, you know, saying since Trevino went down, he's really got an opportunity. But I was surprised to see Team of the Month, Austin Wells. And Team of the Month is American League and National League at catcher, rookie, Austin Wells, and he's in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. 888-808-1019. We're talking Yanks. We're talking football. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking sports. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.